Good morning, everyone. A good Erev Shabbos. On this Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayetze, we continue our learning together, personal growth and character development, a short thought from our weekly sedra, our weekly portion that will hopefully be uplifting and inspiring for all. So this coming Shabbos, we are going to meet the Imahos Rachel and Leah. Famously, the Torah tells us, Lavan, the brother of Rivka, and the eventual father-in-law of Yaakov Avinu, Lavan, Shtei Banos, Lavan had two daughters, Shem HaGdola, Leah V'Shem HaKtana, Rachel, the older Leah, the younger, of course, is Rachel. And then the Torah tells us about the eyes and the physical features of both of them. Ve'enei Leah Rakos, Leah's eyes were tender. However, V'Rachel Haisi Yifas Toar V'Yifas Mora, Rachel had beautiful features and she had a beautiful form and a beautiful complexion. We say just very simply that Rachel was beautiful. Leah had soft eyes. Ve'enei Leah Rakos. Now, what's the explanation of why her eyes were rakos? Why were they tender? So there's a well-known explanation of Rashi, which is fairly popular. Many are familiar, which this Rashi addresses Leah's eyes. So Rashi explains, Lefisha haisa boicha, you know why they were tender? Because she would be constantly crying. Shaisa svura la'olos megorolo shel Esav. She was constantly crying because she thought that she would have to fall into the lot of Esav. And so therefore she wept continually. You know why? Shahayu ha-kol omri, because everyone said, very simply, Shnei banim le-Rivka, Shnei banus le-Lavan. Rivka has two sons, Lavan has two daughters, Gedol le-Gadol, V'ketana le-Katan, the older will marry the older, the younger will marry the younger, and that must be how it's supposed to be. And this always struck me as quite odd. Why should that be the deal? Who decided that this should be so? Why, in fact, would this be the case? So a careful reading of Rashi reveals to us that actually there might never have been such a deal to begin with. Why did Leah assume that she would have to marry Esav? So Rashi tells us, Hakol Omrim, because everyone said so. Who's everyone? And the fact that they said so, why should that matter? That's the power of speech. It's the power of words. It's a Koyach Hadibor. Everyone said so, so that it had to be true, right? It must be, Leah considered, that she believed it. Must be that that is her lot. That is who she's destined to marry. That is her portion, because everyone said so. It became a reality. And so therefore she cried over it. Someone said it, and so therefore must be that it's true. So this really highlights so much of how we think about the power of words. Might not have been true. Might have been tears in vain, because just though that other said it doesn't mean that in fact it was true. When we think about what we say about others and what other people say about us or our people, or our communities, or about our nation or about the world, just because people say it doesn't make it true. And what it is that we say has tremendous influence on how other people perceive the reality and the truth. When somebody says that you're destined for something, it might be that it's believable and your whole course and your whole outlook on life might be influenced as a result of that. Think about the consequence of what it is you've been told and how it is you've been directed. And think about what it is that you say to others. If you say to someone that they're going to become great, that they are, especially in the world of educating our children, our students, our grandchildren, our families, when you put into somebody's heart, into their psyche, into their conscience, that they're going to be great, you know what's going to happen? Maybe they're going to believe it, just like Leah believed it, because HaKol Omrim, so too, everybody will likely believe things that you say as well. So be very careful what it is that we say, that it's not fake, and that it's not altered, and it's not dishonest, and it's not true, but rather to be true, and to the extent that everybody says things that are emes, or you believe in what will be the success of others, we will, Amir Tzashem, see success in others and along the way see great success in ourselves as well. From my family to yours, I wish each and every one of you a happy, a holy, and a very special Shabbos Kodesh.